Ah, yes, MySpace. I don't know if any of you are old enough or had the pleasure of belonging to the MySpace world, but this is where all this social media stuff came together. It ended up merging into something that's more like Facebook, but MySpace was the land of dreams. At one point, MySpace was big on music. There was a few bands that otherwise wouldn't have made it, but because of MySpace, were at that time made it. They were big. MySpace was also a great way to communicate and with your friends, with other people around the world, definitely around the United States. It's the concept was the same as Facebook and stuff like that. I don't think it wasn't as, I don't know, definitely not as intrusive as Facebook. But at that time, the social media concept was still young, so there weren't as many assholes on that there were on Facebook. I mean, that's the whole reason why I'm not on Facebook anymore, is because that shit's just out of hand. But the great things about MySpace was way back when I started in mid to 2004, I really wanted to be a music photographer, and I really wanted to start getting a portfolio and start just going out and taking pictures of bands. I was really fascinated with Jimi Hendrix, of course, but Jim Marshall and Danny Clinch. And those are my favorite music photographers, or photographers that are known for making portraits of musicians. And what I wanted to do is I wanted to start following a band, start wanting to go around town and take pictures. But at that time, I had no idea about the music scene in San Diego, which is where I was. So in comes MySpace. I just started Googling bands that I thought I would like, and I found a handful of them. And one of the bands that I came across was Transfer. And when I heard the samples that they had on their MySpace, I knew it. I knew I was sold. It was a great band. And turns out that they were also great people. And we became friends throughout the years. To this day, once in a while, I haven't spoken to them in a while, but to this day, I believe two of them are still making music. I love that about them. Matt is still in the band. Maybe he's in two bands, but Matt's the lead singer of Transfer. Jason is the other major part of Transfer. He's the other guitar player. And I believe they were still making music, but I am not sure. I think Jason, I haven't heard anything from Jason for a while. And the other two guys in this photo set, I have not kept in touch with, although Jeremy, the bass player, is an awesome person. I ended up going with Transfer on a Southwest tour that they had, with the big climax being in Austin at the South by Southwest scene. And what's funny is, in the beginning, all I ever asked the universe was to find a band that I can photograph and go on tour with them to document the endeavor. And to be able to also photograph and to become some sort of relevant photographer in a music scene. By God, the universe listened. I never asked for money, fame, or fortune, which, looking back on it, maybe I should have. But through Transfer, I was able to document a band from its early beginnings in San Diego. They had their roots from Northern California, but they started gaining traction in San Diego. The funny thing is that, as I came to find out, I didn't know what they looked like. I didn't know what Transfer looked like at the very beginning when I saw their MySpace page. I just knew that I loved the music, and I had to find them, and I had to follow them, and I had to go see them and check them out. And again, they were from San Diego. Now, the show here is the first show that I went to that I just had to see. When I heard their MySpace and I heard their music, I knew I had to see them. That I just had to. So their very next show ended up being that upcoming weekend, and it was at the Lava Lounge in Los Angeles, Hollywood, to be exact. And I knew I had to go. There was just no way that I wasn't going. So I grabbed my camera and headed on up to fucking Hollywood and seeing them play. Now, backtrack to San Diego 3 years, 4 years before. There's this place in Pacific Beach right next to the pier, and it's gone through different name changes. It was a great bar, and it was a great bar to go to a show. Parking was shitty as fuck. But there was this band that was playing called 10 Pound Brown. And a buddy, and there was just a few buddies of mine, and we just wanted to go in there. Every once in a while, we went into this bar. I can't fucking remember the name of it to save my life right now. But like I said, it's been through a couple of different the name changes since then. But I know exactly where it's at. It's right on the same street as the Crystal Pier is. If you guys go, you can't miss it. And I bet it's still a decent bar. It's divey, but it was a good place to catch music. And this band there was 10 Pound Brown. Now, they played good music. They were pretty good. They were all right, to the point where a buddy of mine were really like, man, those guys are really good. The buddies I was there with, we are really, really into Pearl Jam. And the lead singer, we noticed, was super tall and skinny, but he was wearing a Pearl Jam shirt. But not just any Pearl Jam shirt. He was really wearing like an obscure shirt that you can only buy. Well, you'd have to scrounge around and buy it. I think it was a shirt you can only get on their website, and maybe even only because if you were a member of their 10 club. So me and my buddy were really fucking stoked about that, and we said, dude, we got to catch these guys again. That first time we saw them, they were amazing. They were really tight. They were good. And so we made a note of when they were playing again, and I think they played at the same place again. And we went, and the second time we saw them, they were off. And they actually sounded kind of terrible. Come to find out, there was reasons for that. So now, fast forward back up to LA, and I walk into this room, and mind you, again, I didn't know what these guys looked like. And I see Matt and Jason, and I'm like, holy shit, those are the guys from 10 Pound Brown. And I never brought it up until a few years later, where we were already comfortable and became decent friends. While I was at the Lava Lounge, I took these photographs. I was still learning how to use a camera. I just had a nice little 20D Canon DSLR. I had a lens on it that would open up really wide to 1.8, and I went at it. And like I said, these are the times where I just pointed my camera and I'm just waiting for something to happen. The lighting was terrible in there on its own. Transfer actually used to bring along, they are very aware of visuals in their set. They used to bring their own lights, is what I'm trying to say. So I made these photographs. I didn't know anyone there. I didn't have any friends there. I was just there by myself. But the other band that opened up for him ended up being a band called Sunsets and Landscapes and Sunsets, I believe is what they're. And that's Tim Lohman's old band. And Mike Cooper was the drummer in that band, who ended up being the drummer for Transfer a couple of years later. Well, not even a couple of years later, maybe about almost a year and a half. To this day, Mike Cooper is one of the most impressive drummers I've ever heard. And so I photographed, and that was the end of the night. I didn't even stand. I didn't even drink too much because I went back home to San Diego that same night. For those that don't know, from where I live to where they are at, it's a 2.5-hour drive. Needless to say, I photographed the shit out of Transfer for the next, 4 to 5 years, wherever they could. And I documented the progression of a band that couldn't fill a 10-person dive bar to a band that ends up, I personally documented, where they started selling out places like the Casbah, to where they ended up going on a tour of Europe later on in life. this is still one of the best bands I've ever heard. They're great. And that, and I am putting it up there with the big bands of classic rock that you've heard, although they're not considered classic rock in the sense of, although they do have tunes of those hard rock, they got a couple of those, like, you know, Bring a Knife and a couple other ones, but they're really melodic. And I hate to compare them to others, but if you like the Beatles, you'll love this band. There's just no two ways about it. I think as far as eclectic as the Beatles were, because they also have songs that rock and songs that are nice and soft and melodic, so goes Transfer. It is a great band. There wasn't too much technique that I can talk to you about this setup. I was just pointing and shooting. And as a matter of fact, all these photographs I took were not in RAW. I was shooting in JPEG still. This is that far back. I did not appreciate the power of RAW files. These were all taken in JPEG, and I wonder how much better I could have brought out more color if I could have used them or shot them in RAW. Out of this trip, so many things happen, and I am so glad that I did this, because out of this is where, when I just, you got to understand the person that I was, I didn't really do these types of things. I didn't get into a car to drive and listen to some fucking band that I've never even heard of before, or I've never even seen. I've never done anything that crazy at that point. That wasn't the person in me. But something told me that I needed to do this. And it wasn't some big mystical calling, although this, what happened here, changed my life. It wasn't that. It was just something that I knew that I would love to do. Regardless of fame and fortune, I just saw an opportunity to photograph something that I knew I probably would never get to do if I wouldn't have taken that chance. The Lava Lounge is out of business, but it was a shitty little tiki bar in the middle of Hollywood with terrible lighting and overpriced drinks. It was fucking Hollywood. What are you going to do? But I remember the experience. I remember just smelling the place. It smelled like a dive bar. And the band Transfer played their fucking hearts out, and they played as if they were playing at the stadium. And every single time that I saw them played, it was always the same thing. They never phoned it in. And that's one thing that I appreciated from them, and that's something that's as a work ethic I've tried to apply to my photography as well. And it's that DiMaggioian approach to life. Joe DiMaggio, he once said that when asked why he keeps playing so hard, even when they're losing, he replied that because somewhere out there in the stands, there might be someone who's seen him play for the first time, and he didn't want to disappoint them. That, while it might sound a little cocky and maybe a little arrogant, there's a self-awareness that comes with that. Transfer had that same self-awareness in spades. I guess the takeaway here is you sometimes do have to go for it. Sometimes you got to get in your fucking car and drive to a fucking dive bar to listen to a band that you've never seen before, just on the possibility of having a life-changing experience. Long live rock and roll.